Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I had a time going through the news. I'm just so sick of the same old stuff and the distractions that we talk about legislation, we talk about policies, and we don't ever seem to get to the heart of the matter. So I have two things that I found. One I actually found last week and printed it off to read. And it's written by a woman who grew up in a communist system. And she's writing to the American people. She says, here's what Americans don't understand about freedom. Now, she writes for an organization called FEE.org. And I really like a lot of their articles and what they have to share. I don't agree 100% every single time, but I really do appreciate their input. I found it interesting. With all that we deal with here in the U.S., what she had to say. And then in the second half of the show, I received this from a listener. So if you're out there listening, Tony, thank you. And I'm going to share this with you, and it's another article by someone else coming from the Wall Street Journal. So it's two different articles, but basically, both of them are looking to the heart of the matter rather than all the scum of legislation and policies that are we seem to be distracted by. So, this is by Carmen Alexa. And she says, individual freedom can only exist in the context of free market capitalism. Personal freedom thrives in capitalism, declines in government-regulated economies, and vanishes in communism. Aside from better economic and legislative policies, what America needs is a more intense appreciation for individual freedom and capitalism. Now stop there and think about what our young people are being taught. Just think about that for just a moment. In the public school system and in the colleges. She goes on to say, I was born and raised in communist Romania during the Cold War, a country in which the government owned all the resources and means of production. The state controlled almost every aspect of our lives. Now, when I read you what they controlled, I want you to go back in your head, because I've read it enough times, shared it enough times with you about the beware of the useful idiots. They controlled every aspect of our lives, our education, our job placement, the time of day we could have hot water, and what we were allowed to say. Like the rest of Eastern European countries, Romania was often referred to as a communist country. She says that in school we were taught it was a socialist country. Its name prior to 1989 revolution to overthrow the Ceausescu, I can't pronounce it, regime. The other regime was the Socialistic Republic of Romania. From an economic standpoint, she says, a petty fraction of poverty was still privately owned. A petty fraction of property, was privately owned. In a communist system, all property is owned by the state. So if it wasn't a true communist country, economy, she says, its heavy central planning and the application of totalitarianism, control over the Romanian citizenry, made this nation rightfully gain its title of a communist country. She said socialism creates shortages. Now think about that. Despite the fact that Romania was a country of rich resources, is the United States not a country of rich resources? She says, in spite of this fact, there were shortages everywhere. Food, electricity, water, and just about every one of life's necessities were in short supply. The apartment building in which we lived provided hot water for showers 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night. We had to be quick and on time so we didn't miss that opportunity. I get it. Maybe we didn't need to be fashionable, but we did need to eat. Wrigley's chewing gum and Swiss chocolate were rare delight for us. I remember how happy I was when I'd have a pack of foreign bubble gum or a bar of delicious milk chocolate. I'd usually save them for special occasions. Fruity lip gloss, French perfume, and jeans were but a few of the popular items available only on the black market and with the right connections. And she goes on in this article and she says, God bless our black market entrepreneurs. They made our lives better. They gave us the opportunity to buy things we very much desired, things we couldn't get with the government-owned retail stores, where either half empty or they were full of products that were ugly and of poor quality. The grocery stores were not any better, she said. She says, I get it. Maybe we didn't need to be fashionable, but we needed to eat. So the old Romania adage, conscience goes through the stomach. And that made sense. During the 1970s, life in Romania started to deteriorate even more. Meat was hardly a consumer staple for the average Romanian. Instead, our parents learned to become good at preparing the liver, the brain, the tongue, and other giblets that most people in the West would not even consider trying. I've tried liver. I don't like it. And I've had tongue. Mom used to disguise it. For a family of four like we were, she said, our rationed quota was 1 kilogram of flour and 1 kilogram of sugar per month. When milk, butter, and eggs and yogurt were temporarily available, my mom, like so many others in our neighborhood, would wake up at 2 a.m. to go stand in line so she'd have the chance to get us these goodies. The store wouldn't open until 6, so if she wasn't early, she wasn't early enough in the line, you'd miss the opportunity. She says in 1982, the state sent their disciples to people's homes to do the census. Along with that, food rationing was implemented. For a family of four, like she said earlier, it was 1 kilogram of flour and 1 kilogram of sugar per month. And that was it. She said, the one television channel our government provided for us often focused on programs related to crime and poverty in the Western world. After all, people were poor and suffering because capitalism, so we were told. So we needed socialism and communism because capitalism didn't work. We're headed into a break. I want to share this a little bit with you. It's a very long article. I'm only going to share a few more parts of it. Communism, socialism versus capitalism, freedom, liberty. Coming from the outside, she has a different view. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
The show here. I'm talking about capitalism versus, or socialism and communism versus capitalism from the aspect of a person who's lived in a communist country. She writes for Fee. That's where I got the article. And you can go to fee.org. They have some really good things there, some really good articles. I don't agree 100% with everything, but you might. I don't know. So you might enjoy that. It's Fee. FEE.org, and it stands for Freedom for Economic Education. And we all, at least me, I need more education. I want to go on with this little article. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's quite lengthy. But she says, capitalism advances private property. Now, that's what makes the United States of America unique, or was unique at one time, was that we have private property. We can own our property. The state doesn't own it. She goes on here and she says, considering the shortages created by the government-controlled economy of my birth country, I came to understand and appreciate capitalism, the one system that had the most dramatic effect in elevating human civilization. The layman definition of capitalism is the economic system in which people and businesses engage in manufacturing, trading, and exchanging products and services without government interference. A free market capitalist system works in a more efficient manner when not tampered with by government or central bank intervention in the credit markets, monetary policy, and interest rates fixing. Now, we have talked many times about the government getting in control and manipulating markets, whether it's in agriculture or otherwise. Private property and private property rights are at the core of capitalism. When in school, we learned that private property makes people greedy and it considered detrimental to society. Private property was associated with capitalism and the system that our textbooks claimed failed. Don't you find that interesting? She says, Romania. Now think about the United States of America. She's talking about Romania. Was rich in natural resources. Yet the difference between our standard of living and those from the West was quite dramatic. It was indicative of a flawed economic system that most countries in Eastern Europe adhered to during the Soviet era. But one may ask, why was there so much poverty when natural resources are so abundant? Economics is the study of the allocation of scarce resources, which have alternative uses. Efficiency is thus a primary concern when the goal is economic progress. In a centrally planned environment, the various government individuals who are assigned the task of planning the economy could not possibly know how to properly allocate the scarce resources of an entire nation, no matter how smart or educated they are. Shortages are one of the consequences of improper allocation of the scarce resources. The free market, however, she says, through the multiple spontaneous interactions of businesses and consumers, directs the allocations of resources via the amazing process of supply and demand. It is precisely due to the profit and the loss events that economic efficiency is stimulated. Free markets attract capital. That's what she says. She goes on to say capitalism helps us be better individuals. Similar to the old Soviet lifestyle, let's remember that the typical Venezuelan family of our times worries about on a daily basis food to put on the table and the safety of their children. They wake up in the morning wondering how many meals they can afford that day, where to get them from, and how to pay for them. Capitalism makes it possible for us to challenge ourselves, to have goals, and to put forth the sweat in order to achieve them. You know, in America, we call that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Yeah, that's Beth's words, not hers. Individual freedom can only exist in the context of free markets, she says. She shared here that before migrating to the U.S., I had to go through a rigorous process. One of the events was the immigration interview with the American counselor, who, among many other questions, asked why I escaped Romania and why I wanted to come to America. My short answer was freedom. Then he posed an interesting question. If America was to go through a period of economic devastation with shortages similar to Romania, would you still feel the same way? She said, I didn't think too much too hard. And I said, yes, of course, as long as I have freedom. In retrospect, she says, that was a dumb answer on my part. After several decades, I came to believe that the human condition of individual freedom can only exist in the context of free markets. Shortages are created by the intrusion of the state into the complexity of the markets, where its price controls or poor allocations of resources. Poor allocation of resources caused a country that was full of natural resources to have shortages. Real quickly, we're going to go to the phones. We have Larry in Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I agree. Capitalism is a good thing, but back in the old days when they wrote the Constitution, I think capitalism was better back then than nowadays for the simple fact they didn't have property rights. They didn't have property taxes on their lands before they started imposing the property taxes on a person.
Oh, absolutely.
Abolish the property taxes to have true capitalism, I believe.
Well, property taxes, the government got involved in a lot of things. You know, we've got income tax, we've got property tax. Now, not every state has property taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the majority of them, I believe, do. Missouri does. And, you know, the whole pretense of that was supposed to be to help us locally, but where does that money really go?
Yeah,
and,
right.
So if you don't pay that property tax, what's going to happen to that property that you that you privately own? Yeah, exactly, Larry. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, we are deceived, a land of pretending. But Alexa, her name is Carmen Alexa. She's got it down because she lived the horror, the truth and the reality of socialism and communism. And our young people now are being told the same thing that she said they were being told. Capitalism is greed. Socialism, and, you know, the state's going to control it, and we're going to take care of everyone. You know, we're going to redistribute the wealth so everyone's equal. Well, everyone is equal. Equal to fight, equal to work, equal to breathe, equal to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. All men and women were created equal. They weren't created by government. They were created by God. We've had a lot of talk about tariffs and taxes and trade wars. But isn't that what capitalism is? Competition? To be competitive in the marketplace? But when government gets involved and they start manipulating and controlling that free market, it ain't so free no more. Is America a true capitalist economy? And she says what America needs. It starts in our own backyard, in our home, in our small group, and in our communities. This is a great article. It's several pages long. If you'd like to have it, you can just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and say capitalism, communism versus capitalism, and I'll send it to you. Y'all know what you want. But do it quickly. Don't wait 3 weeks because I'll forget what I've read in 3 weeks. We're going into a break. When we come back, I want to talk and share an article with you from the Parkland. Well, it's not from the Parkland Massacre, but it's about the Parkland Massacre. And it's written by Peggy Noonan. And it was published in the Wall Street Journal. I think you're going to find it very interesting. I certainly did. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. Common Sense. We'll be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm really flattered when I receive things in the mail, especially if it's somebody I know, and I know they've been listening. I had talked about the Parkland massacre and some of the other things that have gone on in this nation. And I have said that there are problems that we're not looking at. And I know I talked about what has changed. You know, when I was going to school, I know I'm old, you didn't think twice about somebody having a rifle in the back of their pickup truck. So what's changed? Well, this is an article by Peggy Noonan, and she's titled it, The Parkland Massacre and the Air We Breathe. And I've titled today's show, Dirty Air, Elephant in the Room, and the Obvious Ignored. She says, we discuss motives, but isn't it always the same motive? I have a murder in my heart. Why do so many Americans have murder in their hearts? That is my question after the St. Valentine's Day shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. We all know it is part of the continuing cultural catastrophe. A terrible aspect of the catastrophe is that so many central thoughts about it and questions have been flattened by time into cliches. People stop hearing when you mention them. Talked about that during Columbine, didn't we? That couldn't be it. So we immediately revert to discussions of gun law and only gun law. There is much to be improved in that area, she says. I offer a suggestion at the end, but it is not the only part of the story. The story is also who we are now and what shape we're in. A way to look at the question is, what has happened in the past 40 years or so to produce a society so ill at ease with itself, so prone to violence? We know, we all say it privately, but it's obvious, it's so obvious, it's hardly worth saying. We have been swept by social, technological, and cultural revolution. The family blew up, divorce, unwed children, unwed childbearing, I'm sorry, fatherless sons, fatherless daughters too, poor children with no one to love them. The internet flourished, porn proliferated, drugs, legal and illegal, violent video games in which nameless people are eliminated and splattered all over the screen. The abortion regime settled in with its fierce, endless, yet somehow casual talk of the right to end a life. An increasingly violent entertainment culture, low, hypersexualized, full of anonymity and weirdness, allergic to meaning and depth. The old longing for integration gave way to cultural accusation. You are a supremacist. You are a misogynist. You are guilty of privilege and defined by your color and class. Your sort speak here. So much change, so much of it ungentle, throughout has and what they need. That wasn't really a salient aim or feature of all revolutions, was it? The adults were seeing to what they believed were their rights. Kids were a side thought. At this moment, we are in the middle of a reckoning about how disturbed our sexual landscape has become. The past week, we turned to violence within marriages. We recently looked at the international sex trade, a phrase that sounds so 18th century, but refers to a real and profitable business today. All this change, compressed into 40 years, has produced some good things, even miraculous ones, but it does not feel accidental that America is experiencing what appears to be a mental health crisis, especially among the young. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported as many as 20% of children, 3 to 17, have, in any given year, a mental or emotional illness. There is research indicating depression among teenagers is worsening. National Public Radio recently quoted at a 2005 report asserting the percentage of prison inmates with serious mental illness rose from less than 1% in 1880. To 21% in 2005. Deinstitutionalization swept healthcare and the psychiatric profession starting in the 1960s and has continued since. The sick now go to emergency room or stay among us untreated. In the society we have created the past 40 years, you know we are not making fewer emotional ill young people, but more. And here is, to me, is the problem. A nation has an atmosphere. It has air it breathes in each day. China has a famous pollution problem. You can see the dirt in the air. America's air looks clean, but there are toxins in it. And they're making the at least defended, protected of us sick. The ones who are least defended and protected are the ones who are sick. Here is one breath of the air. She says 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Senate blocked a bill that would have banned most abortions after 20 weeks. The exceptions were made, the life of the mother, incest and rape. 20 weeks, right up to the start of the sixth month, seemed reasonable. But Democrats said it was an assault on women's rights. So as far as the Senate is concerned, you can end the life of a 6 to 9 month old baby that can live outside the womb. That is not only human, that's not only human, but recognizably and obviously human. And even if you are 100% for full-term abortion, even if you think this right must be protected lest we go on a slippery slope and the next thing you know, they'll outlaw contraceptives, your own language might have alerted you along the way to your radicalism. Imagine you are pregnant in the last trimester, and suddenly you feel a movement in your belly, a shift from here to there, and you say, "Oh my God, feel." And you take the hand of the father or the other intimate, another intimate, and you place it on your stomach. You don't talk. You don't say, "The fetus lurched," or "A conglomeration of cells is making itself manifest." You say, "The baby moved." The baby is moving because it is a baby, and you know it. You say it because your wonder at it and at life, and you're telling the truth. I should add, who used this example with me? A great liberal journalist who sees right through his party's dishonesty on this issue. The air we breathe is yet to come. What is the air that we're putting out there for our young people to breathe? What is it we're telling them about life and its value? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Common sense. The obvious ignored. And we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we continue with this article, and we will do that really fast, I wanted to bring to you my new sponsor, MyPillow. A good night's sleep is important. I think we all know that. We know that it's important to our immune system and our all over good health. In the past, I had gone through a lot of pillows, and I mean a lot. Never finding the one that quite fit. I had a neck injury years ago, took a fall, kind of like a whiplash, and you'll probably think I fall down a lot. And, I was actually working in a factory at that time, in a meat processing factory plant, and slipped in some stuff that was on the floor. And I had an injury, and, it has plagued me for the rest of my life. It's just the way it is. It's not bad. I didn't have to have surgery or anything like that. But it makes it uncomfortable at night to sleep and other things during the day. At times I have to be careful. Now, it's getting better as I get older. I think it's fusing itself together. But MyPillow has been a different pillow altogether. And I started using MyPillow in December. And it's totally different than any other pillow that I've used. And I'm just being truthful on this. And I'm asking you to go to MyPillow.com and check out their pillows. Read about them. Read about Mike. Mike is interesting, and he's going to be on the air here in the near future. They have a special right now. It's called the 4-Pack Special, where you get two pillows, two premium pillows, and two of the to-go pillows. Now, I have really cherished my to-go pillow lately because of this broken arm. It's just perfect to put on my lap and to rest that arm on. It's perfect. Perfect size. And I will be traveling here in a few weeks, and so it's gonna go with me. That's just the bottom line of it. This particular advertiser is about sales, as all of them are. So CSC Talk Radio only receives advertising dollars if you purchase something from MyPillow. And if you do that, you have to use the promo code, which is simply my first and middle name, Beth Ann. No E on the name Ann. It's just simply Beth Ann. I want you to check them out, and I'm serious about the MyPillow. I don't trust anything that I'm not going to bring anything to you that I don't trust and haven't tried and used. The phone number to call is 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Again, if you make a purchase, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. MyPillow is also made in the USA, so you'll be supporting American workers and CSC Talk Radio, as well as your head with your pillow. And it's just MyPillow.com, plain and simple, MyPillow.com. Get back to the air that we breathe here in the United States of America. She says, I should add, she's talking about a liberal that talked to her about what that baby really is. The failure to ban late-term abortions is one of those central things we rarely talk about. And I'll tell you what I think a teenager absorbs about it unconsciously in America. He sees a headline online. He passes a television in the airport. He hears the quick story and he thinks, if the baby we don't let live is unimportant, then I guess I am unimportant too. And you're unimportant. They don't even know they're breathing that in, but it's there in the atmosphere. And they're breathing it in, and it doesn't make you healthier. She's saying they're coming into the realization that life has no value. She goes on, she says, the National Rifle Association, too, fears the slippery slope. And their fear means nothing commonsensical can be done regarding gun law. Concede anything, and it will mean they're coming for your hunting rifles. She and I aren't going to agree 100% on this, but I think she makes very good points. Congress has been talking, at least recently, and to some extent, of a trade on immigration. New protection for Dreamers on one hand versus increased border security on the other. This should be a good deal. Dreamers are integrated into American life, and a good many work in education and health care. And America is a great sovereign nation with not only a right, but a responsibility to control its own borders. Compromises, often good, she says. On gun law, Republicans oppose banning assault weapons such as the AR-15, the one that Parkland shooter used. Because of the numbers, power, and contributions of gun owners and the NRA, Democrats, who's banning late-term abortion because of the number, power, and contributions and rising left feminists and Planned Parenthood. We mentioned that last week, remember? The NRA's contribution versus the Planned Parenthood contributions. The idea that trading assault weapons for banning late-term abortions make illegal a killing machine and killing procedure. In both cases, she says, the lives of children would be saved. Wouldn't this clean some of the air? Wouldn't we all breathe a little easier? She's talking about compromise there, but the main thrust of what I've taken from her, and we do have to compromise, I'm not disputing that at all, but is what Planned Parenthood, what abortion tells our children. And the industry of the video games with the violence where they just splatter people on the walls. What's that tell you about the value of life? This nation's air is confused and dirty. We no longer value life. We no longer value family. We no longer value God. So is it any wonder we have drugs and mental illnesses in our young? Today is a bittersweet day for me. Today is my mother's birthday. She is gone. She's gone home. It also is the day that we say goodbye to a good friend and patriot, my boss, Derry Brownfield. It's bitter and sweet. But both of them stood on God. Both of them believed in a nation free. Both of them believed in prayer. They were different as night and day, personality-wise. But aren't we all? And isn't that what it's about, coming together to bring America home?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.